I'm calling this Dvar Torah irrational. We say in Yiddish, Akumikop. It's Parshat Emor, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Tet. The Pasuk says about Ish Kohen Kitechel is not, et Aviyah Himechalelet Be'esh Tisareif. If a Kohen's daughter becomes desecrated through adultery, she desecrates her husband, her father, she shall be burnt in fire. When we talk about Chil Hashem, I think there are two types of Chil Hashem. They both end up with the same thing at the end. One is a child is raised in a Torah home. He studies Torah for a very long time, and yet he becomes a thief, a scoundrel, a baal lashon hara. So people in the community reacted by saying, I won't send my children to study Torah, because look what happens from studying Torah, look what they grow up to be, or can grow up to be. Two is, again, the young still is raised to study Torah in depth, to think logically, to figure out a Rashi, a Rambam, a Reb Chaim, a Reb Elchanan, and yet he behaves without any rationale. His behavior outside of the Beis Medrash, or even in the Beis Medrash, is unreasonable. Meaning, in other words, his study of Torah didn't really sharpen his brain. So a neighbor, a friend, an onlooker will respond and say, why should I raise my child in a yeshiva environment? Look what he could end up. If I want the kid to sharpen his brain, be intelligent, I should send him someplace he could major in science. And there he has to know that he has to use his brain. The Magefa that we are in and been in for the last 2 months, actually both issues of Chil Hashem are true, both exist. One is that we have a feeling that you're from family, you're from community, you b'nei Torah, you makpid on everything. What about Ushmart Modl Navshetechem? V'chai b'hem. The Torah was given to live and not to kill you. You're not really frum if you don't abide by that. And the second thing is, how in the world could a Torah community with Torah Rosh Yeshivas, with Kolelniks, and as such a family that you think, be creative in thought, figure out, use your brain, steig in learning, grow? And how could you be so verkrumpt? How could you be so irrational? You don't think that if you don't follow proper precautions, you're going to get the virus, or if you have it, you're going to give it to someone else, and it's compact upon not just someone else, which is tragic in itself, but your wife, your children, your family, your parents, your grandparents, your neighbors, your loved ones. Mr. Fashtopta Kop. So the Yalkut Lekach Tov brings, quotes, first of all, the Rashi, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in our case of Abat Ish Kohen, Kitechel, Liznot, that she starts desecrating the family name. Et avi mechalelet chilala ubista et kvodo sheomri malav. She, this daughter, she is desecrating, destroying the position of her father. Because friends, neighbors, people on look say, are lure. He should be cursed if he was able to raise a daughter like that. It's mamish sounds like the words of a Chil Hashem. That's the respond. And they discuss the reason the Alkud Lekach Tov amongst many of the Farshim. Why does she get such a stringent death in contrast to a woman from a regular, simple family? And the Lekach Tov quotes, the Darkei Musa says, Achrayit gedola nosei ben tota Torah al ktefo. The ben Torah, the one who's raised in a Haredi community, the one who understands what Torah is all about, he has great responsibility he's carrying on his shoulders. V'chova zirato kefula mekupelet. He has to be watched out much more, not to act illogically, not to act foolish. And then he quotes the Alter from Kelm. And the Alter from Kelm says that kasher sichlo akum, when the guy's mind is crooked, or we use the expression in Yiddish as fakumt, alul adam laveit et haTorah kula. He can profane the entire Torah. So we have two issues here. Two issues. Both of them lead to Chil Hashem. One is where an individual who's raised in such a stark Torah environment that he wouldn't think of missing a Mincha Ma'ariv, but Pikuach Nefesh he doesn't pay attention to. That great Chil Hashem. And the second is the guy goes ahead walking around, well, it's not going to happen to me, even though in yeshiva we're learning so close, we're sitting so close, I hug my friends, we go around, we walk around, that's a fakumta cup, and people respond and say, oi, gewalt, that's not what I want my child to grow up to be. We should be zocha, as mechanchim, as parents, to learn a lesson from this magefa, to treat and train ourselves and our children and our loved ones and our society and our culture, that we should make Kiddush Hashem, deal with mitzvot kalot kechamurot, especially these mitzvot achamurot, and not to deal in an irrational way. Sit down, think it through, like the Kelma, Alter von Kelm used to say, don't deal illogically, don't deal foolishly, don't have a fakumta cup.